Psalm 103. Please read Psalm 103. It has 22 verses. The psalmist is now exultant in the Lord his God. His misery has dissipated and he is seeing the reality of the grace of God as it is. He instructs himself to praise the Lord in his soul, his inmost being. He rehearses what the Lord has done for him in the Lord's saving and keeping power from his heart of compassion. The writer's life is redeemed from the pit, and his youthful vigour, even in old age, is renewed like the eagle's. At length the psalmist rehearses the goodness of the Lord and the glorious attributes that make him who he is. He is worthy of all worship and praise. The Lord is so compassionate and does not treat us as we deserve. He will not always accuse, but will deliver us from all evil and forgive all our rottenness. His love is beyond measure and reaches far beyond the stars, and his kindness removes our sins so far away that it is not remembered. God is the ultimate Father and remembers that he made us from the dust of the earth. He knows every frailty and sees every failure, yet has such loving compassion on us. This is the view we see when we are right with God and have put aside all our sin and are walking steadily with him daily. It is the delight of the believer to stay in step with the Lord, lest we should lose that felt presence of the Lord every moment. He promises to be with us and our children down to the generations if we remain faithful to his holy commandments. The psalmist reminds us that God rules every heaven and created all that exists. He even instructs the angels to praise the Lord wholeheartedly, and us also as we lift up holy hands. He remonstrates with all creation to sing out to the Lord songs of joy and praise in every part of the dominion of God. We praise the Lord.